Okay, so I know you guys love this to intro it. I'm just going to play the theme song so we can hear it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Danny.
You know, I say fuck that theme song.
Okay.
Right?
Why?
I think it's time to re-up.
It's a classic.
You made a new theme song.
It. Okay, well, hold on.
I don't get to talk to him anymore. He's in California. He could be dead right now. I don't fucking know because I can't get a hold of him.
Yeah, but we had that song before Tune was around.
Yes, and I'm still in it.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Kinda. Yeah.
Tune is in.
Once a week.
No, it says Tune in once a week.
Yeah, Tune's in it once a week.
Yeah.
Well, let's check this one out.
You're so good at this.
So far, I'm enjoying the old one.
My laptop's running.
Danny's talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk. No one knows where Yams is at. He's probably too fucked up. Tune's here once a week with a new brew to review. Hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. We got some crazy shit for you. Hold my beer.
Shit makes me want to ride a mechanical bull.
I'll say, I feel like we got to go to the rodeo every week and review that.
I'm okay. Fucking down.
Yams, what do you think?
It's not bad.
It's not bad. Okay. No, you guys don't seem 100% on board.
I mean, I don't hate it. It's very country.
I'm not the biggest fan of country.
All right.
But our old one was.
What'd you do? AI that shit?
Yep. No. And more.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as my laptop catches up. Anytime now.
What's wrong with it?
It's just cold.
Usually that makes it work faster, doesn't it?
No, it just stops from overheating. It definitely slows it the fuck down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to watch wrestling while I was cooking breakfast. I'm like, tell me to hold up. I'm doing shit. While I was cooking breakfast this morning, and
now Danny's talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk. No one knows where Yams is at. He's probably too fucked up. And got a new brew to review. So hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. We got some crazy shit for you. Hold my beer, oh yeah.
Right?
Not bad.
Hold my beer.
See, and unlike Brad and Craig, if this one does die, we can't be sad because they were never real.
Right. Actually, yeah. You should probably be freaked the fuck out if they die.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm terrified by the idea, personally. You know what psychedelic rock is?
Like Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Really? I didn't know. I just made one.
No, yeah, you didn't like listen Pink to Floyd.
It? Yeah, it's going to play here in a second.
Does it sound like Pink Floyd?
No, I don't think so.
Danny's talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk. No one knows where Yams is at. He's probably too fucked up. Tune's here once a week with a new brew to review. So hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. We've got some crazy shit for you.
Absolutely. I mean,
in a Bob Dylan-y kind of way.
What kills me on the inside is I hate AI, but like, I'm not going to pay artists, you know?
Oh.
Because artists aren't going to pay me.
Yeah, they have their time.
Yeah, fuck them. What else we got? We got three left.
Fuck out here with your talent.
I think I might have you two on board with this one. Chris is going to hate it. I should give you all the hints you need.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to have four breakdowns.
Just one, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Danny's talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk. No one knows where Yams is at. He's probably too fucked up.
Rock.
Tune's here once a week with a new brew to review. So hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. We got some crazy shit for you. Hold my beer.
Cut it off there because it's 15 minutes of that.
Really?
No, it's 4 minutes. It makes a 4-minute song every time.
Damn.
Which is just way too fucking long. We need like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I still got pop, and then what might be my favorite. This is the pop intro.
Is it Mariah Carey?
No, it almost sounds like a sad Christmas song. Like it's Mariah not a perfect Carey. Science, man. Oh. That's why it's not playing yet.
I'm just trying to figure out why the lines don't line up. Okay.
Danny's talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk.
Nah.
No one knows where Yams is at. He's probably too fucked up. Tune's here once a week with a new brew to review. So hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. We got some crazy shit for you. Hold my beer.
If we got JoJo Siwa to do our fucking intro song.
Nope, that was better.
See, I was picturing Mandy Moore the entire time. And really? Like, there are worse things to picture. I
forgot about her.
Yeah, yeah. The world did.
The world did.
And also, we got Rat. This might be my favorite besides the metal. I'm personally biased towards the metal, but like, we can vote after this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's so much more. What?
Jesus. My ears.
Danny's talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk. No one knows where Yams is at. He's probably too fucked up. Tune's here once a week with a new brew to review. So hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. We got some crazy shit for you. Hold my beer. Oh yeah. Hold my beer.
This is your favorite?
It was last night. Upon re-listening to it, not really.
I don't hate it, but it's got like a 1D kind of pop feel to it. Not really rap.
Thankfully, I don't know what that means.
One Direction?
Did one of them just die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. Way to bring
Liam
it down,
Payne.
Man. T-Pain.
Liam.
Oh.
Yeah, he, you know, jumped over a railing.
So, yeah, you came back in a big way with a beer review that expired, I'm assuming, before you left us.
Yeah, I think it might have been in April or something.
Oh my god.
Was it really in April?
This is April 24th to 24th. So we're almost a year.
It's 2025 now.
It's January.
We're 4 months away. You know.
This is not one of the first episodes to go. Like,
well,
of the
I didn't
year.
Figure they'd sell me something that expired. I didn't look at it when I bought it.
I know. Nobody looked until I opened it and asked if anybody else smelled eggs.
Because it was on the clearance rack at Meijer's next to the old dusty tea or old dusty wine.
Mm-hmm.
I wiped the dust off these bad boys, though.
Oh, that's good.
How much was it?
It was $7 for the
six pack. Yeah, yeah.
And it's Rheingeist tea.
Man, I think like Rheingeist actually has decent stuff. Typically.
Usually,
yeah.
Usually,
yeah. I don't.
It
think...
says non-carbonated.
That's good.
Sweet enough,
mm-hmm.
And 5% alcohol by volume.
I've already tried it. It's really not that bad. You guys are gonna love it.
You're a liar. Mm-mm. So we toast into the new year. We bring in 2025 with expired ass beer tea.
Yeah,
it's black tea.
So let's set the fucking tone, boys. Holy shit. Well, here's the new year, a new us, a returning Yams, and God, hopefully something better next week. Never mind, it's pickle beer.
I can bring 2 weeks in a row if we need. I promise the other things I have is better.
Really?
The eggs are on the back end. It's not as bad as it smells.
Oh.
Except until you exhale.
Really?
Then it's as bad as it smells.
Hey, I don't have anything else with me.
Take a sip. I got a Mountain Dew.
I got a part of a great. No, that'll kill you. It's grapefruit water. Can't have it, man. So.
Yeah, I can. Let me get it.
No.
Come on.
Dude, I haven't taken a sip of it yet. I'll take another one with you. Cheers, buddy. Come on.
Yams, you piece of shit.
That's not great.
It's not.
There are
it
bad
says
things
it's
happening.
It's non-carbonated, but...
Oh, it's so bad. It's so expired.
It feels like it's kind of carbonated.
It's damn near curdled.
Does it feel carbonated to you?
A little
bit. It feels like it was a fetus in that egg.
Yeah, I think it's turned.
Yeah, it's a ballooned egg. Well, I'm just calling this one a wash. Zeros across the board shouldn't count.
That means you have just to chug it.
No, right. I'm not.
Did you have something else?
Nobody else did.
Can we do another review?
We have nothing else.
Damn it.
See, I should have brought a second one.
I should have rained in the house. Yeah, when we see it was April. I should have. Yeah. I'll be right back.
Oh, it doesn't go right. Away.
No, it's
well,
just like
you said, it says non-carbonated. Mine is definitely carbonated.
I think it somehow carbonated itself a little bit. There's some bubbles happening.
Huh? Let me get some of that water.
I can't drink that Mountain Dew.
Why not?
I'll be up for 3 days.
Oh, right, caffeine. Fuck, man. Yeah, that's a wash. Zero thumbs. I'm not even rating the fucking sweet suits. It's not fucking worth it. That's bad. That's real bad.
That's nice.
So if you see it, don't fucking buy it. Because I seen Ryan guys, I'm like, oh, this will be cool.
That's not fair. I think buy it, but after you check the expiration date.
Yeah.
As James licks air to get the taste out of his mouth.
Your fucking tongue in like a weird metal taste. I don't like.
No, there's something very unnatural and wrong in that can.
I'm trying to scrape the flavor off my teeth right now.
Yeah, good fucking luck, Chris.
Zeros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tune?
Yeah, all day zero on the experience, no, it's not
bud. Great. I took the tiniest of sips, Danny. Because I can't, I don't do eggs like that.
I did two. I didn't get the egg, but it's not good.
I took two, like, decent size.
I took three. Yeah. Because I'm a big man. And I regret all three of them. It was fucking awful.
I was excited when James showed me this last night. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, tea by Rheingeist. It should be amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know it came from, like, the triple clearance rack.
Yeah, now, if I saw it again and, like, checked the expiration date, I'd buy it to try. Like, it could be good.
Rack. It was the back clearance rack.
That's what I'm saying. It's triple. It's been cleared three times for somebody to finally buy it.
They don't drop it down to a dollar a beer. Like, the first time it's discounted. That's for fucking sure. Yeah. Holy shit.
It's damn near dumpster diving.
I think it kind of is at this point, honestly.
Just the water at the bottom of the dumpster.
So you can just type in the lyrics and give it what kind of song and stuff, or what genre you want, types of voices and all that stuff. Or you can just type in a description of the song you want. So I typed in a description of our podcast and just let AI run with it.
Yeah.
You know, we're like super gay. Like super gay.
I had my suspicions.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
At least for half of the room.
Well, prepare your ears for at least the first. It's your half, isn't it? That's great. Get ready for beer and bonding. What AI thinks this podcast is?
Beer and bonding?
Beer and bonding.
You probably misspelled bonding and put it in bondage, and now...
I didn't type in the word bonding to describe us.
All right.
It just runs with it, man.
A beer so drank fest of four disillusioned pals. Danny, Chris, Yams, and Toon, as they collectively rail against the absurdity of life, trading biting jokes and sarcastic barbs in a rowdy river and session of adult male bonding. Bonding. Oh, beer. Oh, bonding.
Oh, my bonding.
Dotting to your web and Bailey rail against the absurdity of life. Trading, biting jokes and sarcastic.
You look like you want to say something, Chris.
I can't understand half of what he says.
Bonding. I thought what he just said was trading biting jokes.
Biting jokes.
It's not great.
Yeah. You didn't care for it?
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I figured I'd just put in the lyrics to our actual theme song.
Uh-huh.
And it did seem to work better. I'm not going to say the results were perfect, but Yams, are you fucking ready to rock?
Sure.
What's your favorite genre of music?
Well, everybody knows it's pop punk.
I know, too. I know that.
Yeah. Ooh, are you going to do ours?
Huh? I got a song for all of
you. Did you get it into pop punk? That's going to be great.
It's not the intro, though. It's the original song called The Man Named Yams.
And it's a pop punk song?
Yeah. Feel free to ask me what I typed in after you hear the song, okay? It's my favorite thing I produced. But it's not my wife's favorite thing.
Not my child.
I meant last night.
Oh, congratulations.
Shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ. Anytime.
There was a man, tough as nails, name was Yams. He could punch a camel dead with just his hands. But he chose the path where no one understands, showing kindness like we never could have planned. In the desert heat he found himself alone. Faced a beast so wild, muscles carved from stone. But instead of violence, mercy he had shown. Let the camel be, let it roam back home. Yams the man who spared the beast. Turning violence into peace. With power in his hands he chose.
Yeah, it's weird because you did that. They got louder in my ears.
What happened?
Fuck, I did that. I unplugged us.
Oh, say. Oh, you missed part of the story.
Part of the story.
That'd be so much easier for either of you motherfuckers.
I don't know where it goes.
That's right there. I kind of need that to play anytime I walk into a room.
Yeah, no, that's pretty great.
I wanted to send a snippet over the group chat last night. She's like, no, save it for the show.
No, that's pretty great.
Oh, shit, I never stopped recording.
No, we're still going. Just broken for a minute.
Welcome to it. It's live.
Yeah, it's live, pal. Yeah, but I thought, storytelling-wise, and, like, my prompt was, there's a man named Yams that could punch a camel dead with his own hands, but chooses not to. And then, thus you become a hero.
Yes.
I tried it for myself, and it was so dumb. Just let it be, man. But that beast had muscles carved of stone.
Yeah.
It's my favorite one.
So you don't have a song?
Yeah, I didn't save it. I have one. You want to hear mine?
Have we finished yet?
You want to listen to more of it? Song?
Do what?
I said, it ours like a couple song. Did you make me and Christmas together?
No. I've got to become less predictable. Huh?
You really do.
It's the most beautiful thing you'll ever hear, besides each other's voices. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it. Yams the man who spared the beast. Whispers in the wind about his mighty strength. Tales of how he chews the peaceful length. In a world that's fierce, where love is sometimes scant, Yams stood tall, proving we all can. He walked the streets, a legend born in sand. People marveled at the gentleness firsthand. Not every hero needs to make a stand. Yams chose a different path, unplanned. Yams the man who spared the beast. I like how most lesbians are like, the beast slayer. We're like, no, this dude just walked away. What a hero. I love it. No, I should be able to send it to the group chat so you just have it as an MP3.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I do. I want to be riding in the car on a long ride, just pop that on one time.
Mandy, just be confused.
Yeah, don't warn anybody. Yeah, absolutely. This is the song for me. If you can tell me what it's about, you win, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. This is your song?
Yeah, this is my song.
Okay.
Originally, it was just like, oh, there's a guy named Gracious Host that's respected by all the men. That's it. And it was just like, it was like a Dio song. It was super cheesy.
Yeah?
Like, I didn't delete it, but I didn't think it's funny enough to play on the show. Maybe some other time.
All
right. So I went with a different tact that will load in anywhere between now and the next 15 to 20 seconds. Let's try it. Oh.
Light glows on the dusty road. Shadow shifts and my heart explodes. Hooves replacing what was once feet. Fate sealed in a midnight beat.
Hooves. Yes, hooves now.
You're a horse?
Where, horse, bitch?
Okay. Alright.
That's the best line, though. Hooves replacing what was once.
AI is so amazing.
Well, that little bit. Once a man, now a horse is my home. Which makes no sense. But we'll get to it.
Tanny's become a centaur.
Yeah, pretty much it.
Bite marks burning in the midnight chill. Hunger rises, can't resist the thrill. Running wild through the open plains. Soul entangled in these iron chains. When the full moon rises high, I change and gallop to the siren song, a life where I don't belong.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, it's Curse of the Horseman's a pretty solid name too. Yeah. I gotta say, but I didn't type in werehorse because how would it know what a werehorse is? It's something stupid we made up.
Right.
I also found out you can't use proper nouns except for, like, okay, you can't use famous people's names. because I tried to make a song about two brothers that went on a road trip to beat up Vince Gill for making them cry at every funeral they went to.
Right.
So I just had to put gospel singer instead of Vince Gill. And I'm trying to remember what it's called. Hold on. Did I save it?
Anticipation's killing me.
It's going to be so great.
How much money did you spend doing this?
$10.
Okay.
It's a monthly subscription. I'm good for a while. I get so many subscriptions. Or so many tokens or whatever. Yeah, that's about it. Did I not save it? Fuck! Let me check my downloads. Hold on. This is embarrassing.
All right.
Never.
I'm normally way more prepared for that. I worked on this forever last night.
It's pretty fucking funny, though.
Oh, it is.
Like,
yeah.
Fuck! Nice. The whole episode's ruined. There's the gracious host one that I didn't like, though.
Yeah. Well, at least you kept that one.
So I didn't mean to! Huh?
You deleted the wrong one.
I deleted the wrong one, it would appear. Yeah. I'm working on it. Nothing's coming fast around here. Except for you two lovebirds.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, extra long, too. It's just fucking lame. It does make a King of Shadows, which is pretty cool.
Why?
I don't know.
Gracious host walks through the crowd, people turn their eye, moved by all of shadow skies. Fear grips the hearts, awaiting his silent power, respected by men, folks by the hour. Humble throne made of iron, wine, and tears.
Say, for me, I was never a huge fan of, like, the Dio rock opera D&D style music, so it giving me that for my own awesome toot isn't nearly as cool as Yams' quote-unquote pop-punk song about how he's...
anime song. That's perfect for him.
I know. Yes. It's perfect. That was the first one I did. Well, no, it wasn't the first one I did. The first one I did was for you two.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty sweet. My wife laughed so fucking hard at this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You ready?
It's not going to be funny, is it?
It's a little funny.
Okay.
You just got to pay attention to the words, okay?
Yeah, I'm not good at that.
It's called More Than Anything.
Okay.
You can ask me about the tags afterwards.
Yeah.
You'll probably be able to figure most of them out. This is after I fixed it.
Chris and Tune, they found light in each other's eyes every night. Whispered vows beneath the stars. Love so strong, it moves the heart. More than anyone has loved, a bond that's sent from up above. Hand in hand, they stand as one. Love like this can never be undone. Never be undone. Break a ball through time and space.
I get Horseman Cometh?
Yes.
Fuck, I guess. All right.
Whoever gets his anime, Chris gets the love song.
Oh. Doesn't seem quite fair.
It's so fucking crazy.
I'm just really bummed about the... grace of God, your guys' love is four-dimensional.
Four-dimensional. Are they just time. Like, two men named Chris and Toon love each other more than anybody's ever loved anything, and it made that beautiful song.
See, I figured it'd be like a boat and unsinkable.
Nah, well, I didn't want to confuse it. And they're trying to make a song about a guy that time traveled every time he orgasmed, but it won't let you use the word orgasm.
It won't?
No.
Did you try cum?
Yeah, he used fucking shit for a theme song. And it was fine.
Yeah.
But orgasm? I didn't write splooge. Should have. That's a fun word.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there's a whole, I'm going to say, pretty epic song about me and you finding and beating up a gospel singer, man. Yeah. And I just cried too many times. It's all like... God, he sung his last ghost hymnal that we'll never hear or something like that. I was like, whoa, this goes way harder than it needs to.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't nearly as romantic as yours and Tim's.
Well, I wouldn't expect it to be.
No, I guess not. But I'm bummed, man.
So you need it now so you can go home and play it for Courtney, because yeah. I'm going to go home and play it for Brooke.
Yeah.
Before you guys leave the house, I'll
see you. She's going to get in trouble. She's going to be jealous.
She's going to be mad.
Brooke will be like, go fucking live with him.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad.
I thought it was romantic. I am fucking pissed, though, man. Never remake another one. But this means that you guys have an idea for a song. We can just make it right now.
We're
not.
Put me on the spot,
huh? Is your computer going to work fast enough?
Fuck you, too. There's no guarantees, but we still got like a fucking half an hour to kill.
We do.
So.
How about Cold Feet?
That sounds insanely fucking boring.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You'll probably get another wedding song.
Yeah.
No, I picked that, man. I picked romantic. I put romantic ballad in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I even put acoustic.
Have you tried an ICP style song? Can you cue that somehow?
I can.
Can you do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can do that.
Just all four of us in a Juggalo song?
Yeah.
Okay.
A Juggalo.
Okay, so you guys wanted to make a Juggalo-centric song.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because you turn everything to that route.
Yeah.
Everything. I know the word husky was used. I'm looking forward to it. Any guesses on the name? Of the song. It did give us two different versions of it.
Yeah.
Both named the same, though.
Is it the Husky Killers?
I wish.
No. The Husky Crew.
What is it?
Faces of Shadows.
Oh, this program like Shadows.
Shadows, yeah.
Like Shadows.
On a brighter note, I did get Old Hymns and Hollow Eyes to download, too. The song about us beating up Vince Gill, allegedly.
Yeah. He gets it coming.
Oh, yeah. I think so at the end. I don't remember. So, all right, here's Faces of Shadows, version one. I'm sure it'll play very cool.
Four shadows in the night, so sly. Wicked grins with a moonlit eye. Face paint dripping with secret schemes. Chasing dreams, chasing wicked dreams. Local soda pop and handle how it fizzes. Quenching thirst, leaving cryptic quizzes. Streets echo their names, husky women smile. Dangerous allure. Wild and vile. Faces painted in hues so bold. Untold stories and whispers they hold. Soda pop sips and laughter in the air. Husky lovers taken unaware. Silent stalkers under neon lights. Crimson trails paint their secret rites. They savor the chaos like soda so sweet. Leaving echoes in the empty street. Grinning mass, a carnival of dread. Clandestine meetings where secrets are fed. Husky lovers sway in a wicked trance. Dark shadows dance, wild romance. Painted faces in.
You know, lyrically it's not that far off, and that's what kind of scares me a little bit.
A little bit.
Gotta dig it.
I've heard worse.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Flip Off the Town has albums.
I got sucked into the beat.
I did.
Yeah. I'm hoping this one's a little harder.
See, right? You need to type out more.
We need to be slightly more personalized.
I'm sorry.
Husky lovers.
Yeah, no, I think it's pretty good. Local soda pop.
You know, we found our wedding song in now. I wish I had this one. My name's Courtney.
Just try to use Faygo, see if it'll work.
Try to use what?
Just try to use Faygo.
Faygo?
Okay. Or find another local soda pop that's like Tab or RC Cola or something.
Maybe. Maybe. Let's listen to V2. It might be better, though. Normally not. The words will be the same.
For shadows in the night so sly, wicked grins with the moonlit eye. Face paint dripping with secret schemes. Chasing dreams, chasing wicked dreams. Local soda popping, handle how it fizzes. Quenching thirst, leaving cryptic quizzes. Streets echo their names, husky women smile. Dangerous allure, wild and vile.
Face. That is too dead on to all the people that opened up for, like, bands you barely wanted to see, you know?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I didn't want to name drop, but nobody will care anyways. That motherfucker opened up for Epidemic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or Axe Murder Boys.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, circa for sure. 2006.
Have you listened to the new Turncoat Dirty album?
No.
Both of those were better.
Yeah?
Yeah. It hurt me.
That?
Yeah.
The AIs is better than Turncoat
it's
Dirty?
It's not great, man. It almost, yeah.
He's sitting right here. Calm the fuck down.
It's constructive criticism. Okay.
I didn't even know he dropped a new one. I never seen him, and he's like, you know.
Yeah, it's Mob Stop.
You'll figure.
Yeah.
Huh. Now, this is a little different, Chris. This is Old Hymns and Hollow Eyes. It's pretty fucking rocking.
It's also a horrorcore song, right?
No.
Well, it should have been.
You know, that genre didn't cross my mind last night.
Are you serious? That's all I would have done.
Yeah. All night. All fucking night.
Didn't even think about it. I only clicked rap one time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can we do a country rap song after this?
No.
Why not?
It's still my least favorite genre. You heard me.
That's the truth.
Shut the fuck up.
Is that horror country a thing?
Yeah.
It just sounds like that, but country.
I can't imagine it. You'd be more descriptive.
Gothic folk is a thing?
The song we just heard, like, but make it country.
More descriptive. I understood that
horrible
the first
time. Horrible audio.
What do you mean horrible audio?
A banjo with one string.
I have started. And I don't know if I'm actually going to do it because I have zero confidence in myself.
Oh, jeez.
I have started banjo shopping.
Fuck yeah.
And I've been having Nova watch videos, so maybe she can figure it out.
So, are your fingers long enough to go around the neck?
Oh, yeah, they're super skinny. Banjos are super skinny. Okay. Yeah, it's not a state of bass.
Yeah, if you can jerk off, you can
play
the banjo.
That's why I couldn't play the guitar. My fingers aren't long enough.
Right, yeah.
Because I tried to learn how to play the guitar.
The picking with, like, three fingers.
Yeah, no,
it's pretty good. Your thumb and, like, your...
Sounds like you have too much money. If you're shopping for fucking banjos?
I was just looking. I was curious.
Fuck's sake, man.
I knew that shit, too.
Like, I was just curious.
I guess, but, like, that's a weird thing to be curious about.
Banjos?
Oh, a little bit. God, I like banjos, too, but, like...
I've got
I accidentally looked over here and seen O.J. Simpson scared the fuck out of me getting off his long-ass neck.
That's the effect he wants on white people.
It's fucking creepy.
It is a long-ass neck.
It is.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say that's probably AI-generated.
I do the same shit, though. I'll just randomly be sitting there and be like, well, this is almost paid off. What the fuck else can I buy? That's right. Just stupid for no reason.
I'm just glad you don't think you'll be able to play it, but your daughter will. Like, she'll have interest in banjo, of course.
She might be a savant.
And that also has the interest in the banjo.
Maybe. She likes wrestling and NASCAR.
Yeah, that's half the battle, I'd say.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Alright. Old Hymns and Hollow Eyes.
Okay.
Pretty fucking...
Dusty roads and long night drive, two brothers lost in faithful lies, seeking the man across the land, old gospel singer pain in hand. Through the woods and over hills, train tracks echo with broken wheels, teardrops fall like southern rain, funeral tears turn into pain. Find that man with hollow eyes. Of night, echoes of a past wrapped tight, elders whisper sacred names, brothers drive away their shame. Crash the gates
of lost lament. Gospel singer, where's he went? Smell of earth and bitter sighs. Fear and vengeance in our eyes.
I like how our plan from God is to beat the shit out of a very old man that just sings about Jesus for a living.
You went the Blues Brothers. I was giving you credit more like the Winchesters or something from Supernatural, at least. No, got the old Impala and shit.
We're driving down the dirt credit. Road. The Blues Brothers are way cooler.
I guess in a different concept, the Blues Brothers didn't do country, though. The Winchesters were country. That's why I give that vibe.
They did blues. That's not that far off.
I think it is.
I feel like blues and country are way different.
Yeah.
I feel like they're like...
Yeah, they're kissing cousins. I don't feel most. Like that at
all. I feel like they're
you gotta go through like four or five other genres to get to each other, you know.
Oh, we're not even close to that many. Maybe, no, maybe
bluegrass
two.
In the middle there somewhere.
It's not even like a 7 degrees of bacon thing. It's like, oh, there it is. It's right there. It's right next door.
Yeah. I
don't feel it. Oh, okay. And do the Supernatural Brothers, do they play any instruments or sing?
You just say it's country because their name's Winchester.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
I was just saying, like, you know, you have high school in Paula. Damn it. It's in the country and shit. It's not in the middle of, like, Chicago and shit. I just didn't make sense.
You guys have never seen the Blues Brothers. Yeah.
Yeah. I just the same page on that one.
I love the Blues Brothers.
I didn't say the Blues Brothers was bad. I just said I had pictured it differently. Yeah. Stop trying to fucking yell at me because I have an opinion. Fuck you guys.
Blues is nothing like country. This genre that has nothing to do with the fucking Winchesters? The Winchesters. I've never seen an episode of Supernatural.
Nope.
Mm. No, you could have told me they were actually a traveling band that slayed monsters. I'd be like, I might check it out.
I'd be like, I had no idea.
I don't know, no clue. Yeah. So
now they had a father that didn't love them, that kind of abandoned them, left them a nice old car, and they went and they helped monsters and shit. I
mean, we're like a third of the way there.
They would have sold the car if it was a 2-door, if it was a 4-door, so they kept it.
I thought you were going to say if it was our dad. He would have sold the car. They would have got nothing.
Right.
Yeah. But... yeah, I shit so bad, but like some of that shit wasn't that bad. Like the man named Yams was pretty solid. The love song between y'all pretty good, and I like some of the new themes. So if you had to vote personally, which do we change the theme? Yes or no, and if so, to which one? Starting with you, Chris.
I personally like the one about the husky women.
No, theme song. Specifically, the theme songs that we technically listened to about an hour and a half ago, but it was only like 15 minutes ago in the episode. There was disco. There was.
The country song was the first one.
Right.
Yep. I actually have two versions of it. I only played one. There's the, disco, acid rock, or whatever.
I didn't like the Mel Bonding one.
That's not the fucking theme song.
Not into that.
No, the way it goes, Bonding. It's pretty great.
I think
man.
I like the disco one the best.
Disco one wasn't bad. I don't know if it fits the tone of the show necessarily.
Not the rap one. The rap one was not good.
I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it, but it's not us.
No.
No, that's fair. Tim?
I like the first one, the country one.
The country one? Stick with country?
Yeah.
Okay. Two. Or,
You know, I'm still partial to the original.
But it doesn't say tunes. Dang.
It says that as much as that those days.
No, tunes here once a week. I changed it. I typed that out myself.
One word. He added a word.
Technically,
so.
I also changed the spelling of another word. Tune. Yeah. It's spelled like cartoon, not tune in. So, a lot of work went into those.
Yeah. They can't see that.
You just
weren't
writing credit.
Yeah, man. You have any idea how many times I had to type out our lyrics because, like, I'd refresh a page and my copy and paste wouldn't fucking work?
You didn't just copy and paste it.
I just told you why.
I heard that afterwards.
After you were like,
I'm going to process fast enough.
I liked the metal one.
Yeah.
But I also like the idea of just rotating it because the words are all the same pretty much.
Right.
So you can do that.
I wonder if it could reach, like, a different listener. Based off of, like, if they just stumble upon our shit and hear the way it starts.
Yeah. Like, and then the next week, they're like, why are these motherfuckers playing disco? I like the metal one.
They hear
like
the intro, then they're like, wait, it's four white guys around a table.
So maybe not the disco one. Oh, no, the Bee Gees were disco. They were white as fuck. Kiss had a disco album. The whitest people that ever lived. Not named Violent J.
I think they're the whitest.
Did you see his
new
tattoo?
Listen, I'm still 1% black, so we can get by with it. Okay.
Oh, cool.
You didn't see
Violent J's new face. Remember face
right here.
Tattoo. Yeah, big. Whole cheek.
It's the Hawk to a Girl. It's a portrait.
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
I swear to God.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's telling the truth.
What do you mean? No, he's not. There's no way.
I promise you, because I literally commented
didn't
on this dude's
just
TikTok.
Didn't she just tell him she didn't like her fans and they kind of suck?
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't know about that. I know there's a whole cryptocurrency thing.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, why didn't I make a song about Jimmy Carter?
Fly high.
Yeah. Chris sang for him last week. It was beautiful. Yeah. Not AI. That was actually his voice. You looking at it, Chris?
That's not real.
It's fucking real.
Why?
I'm fucking saying.
You know the best thing? It's not even like particularly well done.
It's like better than most of his tattoos.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean anything.
I was like, we're gonna start making stop this man from making decisions.
Any of them? He can't make a single good one.
Yeah, who has power of attorney over here?
Yeah, some fucking.
Because somebody else does, not him.
That's bad.
That's really bad.
Is he still with what's her face?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So do you think he's just like super into blowjobs, or he just thought it was funny?
I think he's really into blowjobs, Danny. I think he likes them way too much. I don't think he's picky.
No, you're probably right.
I think it's like he wakes up thinking about him. He goes to bed thinking about him.
Yeah. Nah, shit. Yeah, he dreams about him and shit too.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, I guess you're probably right.
I was trying to see if he posted it himself on.
Oh, it had to be the tattoo artist going behind his back, right?
Something. Yeah, it's not on.
Like, listen, I have the same one. Kind of days sometimes. I don't make decisions like that.
No. Even if, like, I don't know, grow a beard, cover it up.
Getting tattooed. Getting
put face paint on, so it's at least hidden.
No, that's going to be the bald spot now.
Yeah, say a face tattoo is the most open and viewable tattoo on almost any other human, not Violent J. Because he paints his face all the time. So, like, that's the most hidden part of his body. People have seen his dick more than his regular face, probably.
Certain people have.
Yeah, yeah.
Like his kids.
Well, I was going to say because of all the blowjobs, but then you made it weird.
It's just Violent J in the fuck tent.
Oh, man.
You want to fuck my cheek?
Talk to a girl. It's sucking her dick.
Yeah. It's just so weird. Like, why get a meme tattoo?
I don't know. Of someone
like, if you get something silly somewhere where, you know, it's like...
Yeah, on your thigh or something. No, yeah, this is a funny thing. Not on my face, like...
Yeah, but I mean, that's a tattoo that's going to be irrelevant in what, 6 more days? Like, her 15 minutes have got to be almost up.
Should they have been a. Didn't her podcast, like, tank?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I have no idea.
No, she just sort of stepped away when all of that crypto stuff coming up.
I don't know if it can properly tank. I think they lied about the numbers. I don't think it's nearly as successful as people said it was.
I think it had enough money and shit behind it. We should have major celebrities and shit on there.
Who hasn't?
Us.
B-Rad. Boom. Don't speak ill of the dead. I should have made a song about him becoming an angel.
You could have.
Yeah. When the glass shatters in heaven.
Next week.
Yeah. So, like...
yeah, I gotta get my $10 worth.
In Christmas episode, we were playing D&D, right?
Poorly.
No. I'm just too good at it. That's the problem.
Oh, here we fucking go again.
I did that to Danny once, yeah. I understand.
No, he did the same thing. Let's just fucking ruin it. Yeah, no, it was so bad I skipped the finale. Like, it's a D&D episode that's less than an hour long.
Well, I did it by accident.
Yeah, so I think Chris did too.
Okay. I had no intention of fucking it up. I just... Anyway. Oh, I just guessed it all. Like, he did the intro. I was like, oh, cool. So, you know, they're Kiss, and we're obviously Juggalos that's going to fight Kiss.
Yeah.
to save Santa.
And that's wrong.
No, it was right. That was the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just said the word face paint. That was it. And he's like, ding!
The fuck were Kiss? We were like, no, they're in face paint. We're in face paint. Yeah. Like,
I made him roll for face paint. So if you get a higher roll, you were a more higher class Juggalo. Tune was flip flop. You rolled very poorly.
Yeah,
like I was one. I was Blaze. Joey was
Madrox,
and Chris was ABK. He also rolled on the roller spectrum. Believe it or not.
Where's your dice at? You have to roll. See if you get blue dice.
Yeah, I got a 20-sided. Yeah, you got one right there. Hell yeah. We'll see who.
But anyway, so at the end, we didn't save Santa.
No, he died.
He perished.
Yeah.
But they fell. We got to choose who was Santa Claus. Who would you have chose? Because apparently we're assholes.
Yeah.
Somebody we know?
Dead or alive. Yeah. Anybody who replaced Santa Claus.
He didn't say specific.
I said dead or alive.
Yeah.
What's that dude with big white beard? Kenny Rogers or some shit?
He's dead. But yeah. I did say
Kenny Rogers was a good answer.
He's dead, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
I said Tim Allen.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, somebody said Randy Newman. Yeah, it was supposed to be B-Rad. That way I could write it back in the story, and then he lives on being Santa Claus for the rest of our whatever the fuck.
Adult lives.
I don't think Brad can grow a beard, though.
In heaven, he can.
I rolled a fucking two?
Oh, that's Boondocks all fucking day. Turn coat, that you?
Can't be. That's too low.
God, I think flip flop was a 4. What's lower than that?
Sid.
He didn't wear face paint. Jesus. That's the funny part. He shows up with no face paint. I just put on regular makeup. Is that cool?
Right, what's that?
13. No, 15.
15? 17 was Mad Rox.
Yeah. That's Boondocks territory.
ROC.
Yeah.
Yeah, ROC. Not the white tribal part either.
Not the what?
The white tribal part. He just shows up in blackface was the joke. It wasn't very great. It's like that one time I was talking to the ROC and I invented a word and looked like a real fucking jackass. That was awful, man. Hey, man, do you fly or drive here? I flew. Fuck! Oh, I can't take it back, can I, the ROC? Oh, I was just out there. I'm dumb as fuck! That's I flew like here, alright?
Oh, fuck. What's his name?
Clifton.
He's on Strange now. White dude. Prozac. So we're like, you don't do any more Project Deadman? He's like, I was never part of Project Deadman. I'm like, you're so full of shit!
He most certainly was.
Yeah, I know!
Yeah.
He's like, nah, I never done Project Deadman. I'm like,
you seen him on stage?
Yeah, like, yeah. Nah, dude, you were the voice of Project Deadman. What are we talking about here?
No.
Like, that was me. Bullshit.
Let's hear Steve.
Yeah.
Let's cut the shit.
Our fucking ghost adventures planned?
I know your last name, too. You want to do this?
Oh, man, I did tell him that fluving is where you get in an airplane and drive it to a different city.
Yeah.
So I.
This is why he quit rapping for years, Danny.
I think so.
It's because of people like you.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, that might have been what caused the pandemic. I don't know.
Fluving.
I flubed a stranger so hard, I killed so many people, our father included. Fuck! Jelly Roll gave me the finger because I didn't know what to do with my fucking hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a hard day that day.
It was rough, but I was so tired. And I made the mistake of saying that to Young Wicked. I was like, nah, man, I'm just tired. He's like, well, I got a pillow. You want me to put on the fucking table? You can take a nap. I was like, I'm coming.
They were on Danny's ass that day. It was funny.
Oh, my God. It's bad. That's not counting. Fucking Zool always gives me the hardest fucking time every time I see him. Whether I paid for it or not. There's not like a guy that you've seen on stage wearing a forever face, this grotesque leather face like mask, walking down the hallway just be like, hey, you dropped something. And when you look, he laughs and runs away. I didn't drop anything.
You get it was me again. And you.
Yeah, it was me and you. Yeah.
We've had a lot of good events, though. Like, you know, the boogeyman and shit in the hallway, not knowing where the fuck you. He was going.
Fuck all of you, boogeyman loving asses.
He loved me. Come on, give me a hug.
I know. He didn't hug. I was the only one he didn't hug. You could smell it on me. I wanted it too much.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Or he's the one. He heard me. When he gave you a hug, me go.
Yeah. We gotta keep Danny away from Sting Astro this year.
I'm gonna be on him.
Yeah.
On him, in him, around him. I'm gonna be him.
You wear your tickets and stuff?
I don't have the money.
It's not banjo. Come on. Pull the trigger.
It's not banjo money.
It's definitely not banjo money.
Know,
actually, it's really close to banjo money. It turns out they're way cheaper than I anticipated.
Oh, that's good.
I think it went for like $237.
That's about Sting money, yeah. I'd say
I had a guy tell me he was looking for Astro shit, like trying to buy VIP. He's like, they only your site's large. And I'm like, the fucking website's got up to 5X. What are you talking about?
What if you don't get clothes in the VIP package anyways?
You get like a shirt and shit sometimes.
No, you read the thing. There was no clothing. That's what I was like,
sometimes
what the fuck
you
are they?
Do. I don't know.
It says shirt sizes on it for like the VIP fucking all weekend pass type shit.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he messaged me. He was like, it was $780 for my three VIPs. And I was like,
that's kind of how it goes. Cheap,
man. Like $225 a piece or some shit.
But if you're taking the whole family to go do something for like a 3-day vacation with a concert, that's not terrible.
Man, no, you get to meet a 60-year-old man in face paint. Way more than one, actually. Never mind.
Not over 60.
No, I just meant I meant fans.
Oh.
Yeah. You go to the concert, Sting's not going to be there, but like a lot of people that kind of look like him and fatter.
He won't be. What if
he's not.
What if Steve's I can only imagine on, the jersey that they're going to have for him.
Yeah, you're going to have to go buy there's going to be a Sting jersey for sale. You know that, right?
Yeah, it's just gonna be
didn't even dawn on me.
You're going to have to be there day one to get that bitch. Actually, he's just there Saturday. It only says probably Saturday.
But. Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah. I got to figure out which Sting action figure I want signed. I have many.
You got a Funko Pop too.
Fuck yeah, that's the least valuable thing I own with him now.
Just pay to get two.
No, I'm not made of money, Chris. I can't even afford a banjo. We just talked about this.
I ain't got one either.
Right. Can you take video when you have your daughter open up a random ass banjo on her birthday? Because I might be at Astronomicon. I don't know. Right. I might be meeting Sting, and
I'm
she's
trying
like,
to convince her to have her birthday party there.
Yeah, how's that going?
Everyone's invited.
Literally,
I'll be there. Yeah. I invited all my friends. Look,
yeah.
Literally everybody will be there. Yeah, see, Or everybody's invited, rather. Probably not gonna. What was your hard sell?
On what?
On having a birthday party there. Like, yeah, everybody's invited.
She said she could do it, but the cheerleader girl has to be there from AEW.
Julia Hart.
Which isn't even a cheerleader
anymore. No, her gimmick is goth lady. No.
I don't think I'm allowed to bring a cheerleader outfit. Like, hey, can you please put this on?
You don't understand. My daughter's so squirmed away very quickly. Yeah. She will assume you do not have a daughter and you are the biggest pervert in the room. A room full of perverts.
Right.
Yeah, you're number one, dude. You're fucking hit.
Yeah.
I love the idea, personally.
Yeah.
I think I'm about taking Max this year.
I think he'd enjoy it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I was like, just be fair, walking, like, a lot of walking and looking at the same shit over and over and over again.
It's a long day, though. Like, a super long day if you do the concert.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a force. He's never been to a show. Period. Really? So, like, I think an Astro show would be cool since it's, like, a smaller size.
It is. Yeah. I mean, the last one was...
He's going to love that contact high, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to get put all the way in the back of the flex where it all goes. He's going to be like, Dad, can we stop and get food?
I'm hungry. I think you were expecting me to smoke less. Yes, I smoked more.
Yeah. Hey, you got to sit in the car for an hour while I go to the dispensary.
Try not to get robbed or whatever. I'll love you, son. Oh, wow. What a kind father. Yeah. Hell yeah. Man, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it, though. And, like, that was probably the only name they could have pulled up where I was like, well, that's an automatic. I have to go. I have to get something signed or a picture or something. Like, I have to.
Yep.
No, Diesel wasn't enough.
I've walked right past him before.
Oh, guess what Nova's into now?
Semi-truck?
Wolf kisses.
Oh, nice!
Yeah. Apparently, that's what the teacher does for them to be quiet in school. I was like, no, you know what that is, right?
That's too sweet.
Yeah.
No, but I understand she's telling you to be quiet. She should
start running up to her teacher and giving it, man.
Yeah.
We've been practicing.
Woo! Yeah. Some of that? Yeah.
Confuse really, the shit out of the teacher.
Yeah. Really into wolf kisses.
She's like, shh. And Nova's like, it's for life.
Yeah.
For life. Fuck yeah, man. And then she's going to tell her teacher to toss her salad and peel her potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ew. Maybe skip that one. I think Conan was a bad influence.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed Conan.
Oh, me too. I think he's probably the third biggest influence of my entire life.
Conan.
Conan. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is that why you dress like a cholo?
Didn't he make a whole rap album, too?
No, you're thinking of Macho Man.
Well, no, Conan definitely has a
rap. I thought Conan put out like all sorts of shit because his intro music was himself in a music video.
Man, I do vaguely remember that. I bet it was wonderful. Yeah. It's no Faces in the Shadows or whatever. It actually probably was a lot like that in hindsight. I don't know because they had Master P and shit around. Remember the Rough Riders? Not the Rough Riders. Ooh, sorry. The Rowdy Boys. What were their fucking names, Master P's group?
No Limit?
No Limit Soldiers?
The No Limit Soldiers.
I was like, do they have special wrestling?
There was this really weird part in like late 99, early 2000 where Master P showed up and they took away Rey Mysterio's mask and Master P's like, hey, you 10-year-old little man, go be Kevin Nash. And he did.
Right.
With a surprise roll up.
Yeah, but then you had the Rapid Scrap people with fucking
Mr. Kurt Hennig.
Yeah, Kurt Hennig.
And I'm assuming Jeff Jarrett.
God, I forgot all I think about he them. Was yeah.
Part of it, Rap. Is crap. It was that pretty much over and over again. Yeah. And they feuded for years over that. And I think the No Limit Soldiers won. Seriously, they took Rey Mysterio's mask and they put him in a tiny pair of overalls. He looked nine.
They gave him devil horns.
They for a little bit he had devil horns. If you've ever pictured a devil on your shoulder, ever,
it's Rey Mysterio.
It's Rey Mysterio, yeah.
I think he was 17.
I think I would honestly pay for his autograph, or no, his picture as well, just so I felt tall for once.
Really?
Standing next to him.
Yeah, what if he's taller than you?
Shoot myself right in the fucking mouth. Right in the fucking mouth.
Just look at fucking Kevin Nash. Like, can you just give me the boot right now?
Yeah.
Fucking knock me out.
Dude, death by Big Sexy? What a way to go. Yeah. I hope he is Big Sexy and not a fucking semi-truck. That's the dumbest gimmick ever.
Yeah.
What sucks is, didn't we walk past? No, Scott Hall got sick and didn't show up the one time he was supposed to be there, right? Like, I didn't have the opportunity. So I could sleep better.
I'm not
better
sure, but rumor has it. He's not going to be there this year either.
You're a real piece of shit.
Or next year.
No. He's kind of booked up for life.
Yeah. It's for life! AMF, I'm Danny Rollins!
Chris Wallace.
And I'm Toon.
I'm Yams.
We'll hold your beer.
Fuck yeah, man. What a technical clusterfuck this episode was.
Yeah, it really was.
It was real bad.
It really was.
Yeah.
So we're going through like the blizzard of, 25, so.
Again? That's what I was looking for.
What?
Again?
What? Again?
Yeah.
How could there be 2 25 blizzards?
Because my phone has told me it's going to start snowing in the next hour 8 times today.
Yeah.
I assumed it told me the truth every time. I'm missing it.
Never looked outside.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I still, like, this is where we revisit the beer review. There's nothing to revisit.
No, we don't want to go back to that.
We just dumped it out.
That shit back in 2024 where it belonged.
Yeah, you meant to say 2023.
No, it expired in April of 2022.
God forbid we have it somewhat fresh. You're right. Yeah. Let's get it right before. Let's go back to February. Oh, yeah, no, I've took those few little tiny sips, and it's just sitting here full, man.
I didn't know a beer could spoil like that.
Well, Geist makes ciders, right? Well, this is a hard craft tea. Doesn't Geist typically make ciders?
No,
they make beer.
Do they?
Yeah.
Hard craft black tea, hint of lemon. Do you think that's what turned into eggs? The lemon?
No. The lemon turned the tea into eggs.
It might have.
That was foul, though.
It was pretty fucking gross.
Yeah.
So now I gotta figure out how to text you guys your own fucking theme songs now.
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. What was your favorite Yams? Your song, probably?
Yeah. I think it was
my favorite, too. Yeah. I don't know, man. The Horseman song's pretty solid.
Oh, no, it is.
Yeah. Once a man, now a horse is my home.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Just get all up in that horse.
It's so bad.
That could be both of our songs, man. Horse style.
Horse style.
Yeah. Where feet once stood, now are hooves. It's fucking deep, dude. Think about that.
Yeah.
So, I think I just typed out, like, hey, a guy got bit by a horse. Now, every time he sees a full moon, he turns into a horse. Turns into a horse. And J.O. is like, I got you, bro. Here comes the horseman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just remember to cancel your subscriptions.
I had my wife set a reminder in her phone.
Nice.
Fuck yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try to get a few holiday jingles out.
Nice.
Now, just for, like, Halloween and Christmas, and maybe, like, a slaughter in the summer. And then I'm going to realize I got hacked, and this was all just a giant mistake.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to write a song about it.
You should probably just cut your debit card up now.
It's my wife's. Mine doesn't exist anymore because I had to cut it up because it got hacked.
When did your shit get hacked?
We talked about it before they got here, through my Xbox.
Recently?
Yeah, like, what, 3 months ago at most?
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know
he still doesn't have a debit card.
I took my wife's. She can't drive. She doesn't need a debit card. Our fridge doesn't take fucking it's not an ATM.
Right.
It doesn't take card.
So did you tell them about your sister-in-law and your son? And
oh, yeah, Facebook I told you about hacked? That. Yeah, his Facebook being hacked and her dumbass sending
$50. Well, I was like, hey, did your boy get hacked? And he was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, good. Because she came out, he was like, is Max in trouble? I was like, probably. I was like, why? She was like, read this. I was like, he got hacked.
Yeah.
She's like, are you sure? I was like, yeah.
Like, he doesn't talk like that. He sure the fuck don't text like that. Like,
oh, I don't know. It's all punctuated. Everything's correct on it? No. Yeah. Is it spelled correctly? No.
So I text back. I was like, did you hit your head or did you just get smarter randomly? Yeah.
No, Courtney was like, she read it. She's like, what do I do? I was like, call him.
Yes. That's what I did. Yeah, it's fucking ignore it. Yeah.
No, Brooke's sister was like, well, I didn't know if he was trying to take his girlfriend to the movies or something, needed money. Like, why in the fuck would he hit you up for money to go to the movies?
Right.
And you don't have a girlfriend. The motherfucker don't leave the house.
A house that is at most, what, 3 blocks away from here.
Yeah.
Yell louder. We'll find you. Yeah. Like, it's, yeah, I don't know. I didn't fall for it, though. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. She's sending 50 fucking bucks. So I was like, you dumbass.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, I don't know.
Old memories haunt the soul. Singing hymns that took their toll.
That old hymns one about us beating up a gospel singer. Okay. I clicked play on it instead of stopping.
All right.
So it's going to be like, oh, yeah, we're done. We're the man there. We're the man there.
Yeah. Take that, Vince Gill.
Piece of shit. Oh, the only old man I'll pay to see is Sting.